I don't have any animal facts.
Well, what's the difference between Donald Duck and Daffy Duck?
What?
No,
because now I'm interested.
Why would it?
Okay, yeah, David, take that out. that is, yikes.
What's our animal fun fact for today? Oh, yeah.
I literally don't have one, but I have a joke for you. What's the difference between a Ferrari and a pile of dead babies? I don't have a Ferrari in my garage. Anyway, all right, I'm looking up animal facts. So I was out of the work the other day, and apparently, there's like a pond near my job somewhere or something. It's just an army of geese where I usually park. So, not only did I not get my parking spot, but I was like, the door is there. the geese are right outside my door. So, I had to sacrifice the chips that I had just got at the gas station that morning.
Oh, man.
I threw the chips, and it just sprinted through. And one of them did chase me. I was like, I'm about to square out with a duck. I mean, a goose, whatever.
That one that chased you was like, I ain't going to get no chips no damn way.
Come here. Come here. Give me that calf, boy. So I'm just, and then I apparently the cook was already there, like waiting for me to come unlock the door. He was like, "You run from the geese, SA?" I was like, "Yes, I ran from the geese. What did you do?" I walked. I was like, "What do you mean you walked?" Apparently, they're just like bulls. If there's like a lot of motion going around, they chase after it.
Oh, so you did exactly what they needed.
That was the distraction.
I just imagine that one goose that chased you was like, every day somebody comes and feeds the geese and he never gets any. And you was just that last straw that pissed him off.
Well, no. I mean, look, they say if a goose is chasing you, just grab the neck and just yeet it over your head.
What? But, no! I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Look. Look. It's me and a goose. It's me and a goose. I had to get to work. He was in my territory. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door. Once again, I'm your host, Orozco, with my co-host, Chris. And Chris, what's your power for today?
Orozco, my power for today?
Mm-hmm.
Captain America.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, lately I've been getting kind of beat up by life, but I'm like, I can do this all day.
Oh, no.
I'll get back up, going at it. And, Captain America always ends up the last man standing one way or the other.
How am I feeling today? No, not the Watcher. Shut up, Dave. Not the Watcher.
He's the Watcher. He's like, he watches the kids. Like,
I feel like.
What the fuck is this?
I feel like our producer is actually the Watcher. But, you know what? Today I'm Party Thor.
Oh, hell.
No. We're going to talk about that soon. But, got off work and some regulars were like, hey, come drink with us. I was like, I really shouldn't. I should just go home. They're like, just have one or two with us. One or two or three turned or four. Into 10.
That's how it happens.
Uh-huh. And I woke up fresh as a daisy. So anyway, Party Thor. Speaking of Party Thor, we got to cover some big what if moments in the last two episodes. So let's start with Party Thor. What was your favorite part?
the end. No. Oh, well, no. Well, it was okay. Well, it was an okay episode.
Well, damn.
Not the strongest what if episode, but I like the Captain Marvel Thor fight.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. It really gave you a good idea of both their power levels and lets you know that she, while she can defeat a lot of villains, she'll hold back so that she doesn't destroy the planet or the city or humans. So, yeah.
So, send them to what? North Dakota? South Dakota? North Dakota?
My thing is, like, it was no question when the fight started, because you remember, the only way Thanos got her off of him was with the Power Stone.
Right.
He pulled it out the gauntlet and hit her with it. So, like, after you saw what Thanos did to Thor, like, it's no question she should have beat Thor.
Yeah, it was going to be a wrap.
He pulled a cheat code. Like, I always say that Hammer was a damn cheat code.
Yeah.
God. Let's lay this on her. It doesn't matter how strong she is.
Yeah,
she can't
like,
move.
Wait a minute. When I saw that, I was like, why didn't he just do that to Thanos? Just boop.
Yeah, here, good hold question. Because if you pay attention at the endgame battle,
he could catch Stormbreaker.
He could catch Stormbreaker, but not Mjolnir.
Meow, meow.
I struggle with that name. Uh-huh. But, like, so he'd do stuff like when Cap swung at him, he grabbed Cap's arm instead of the hammer to stop the hammer. Yeah, a little weird stuff like that.
A little weird stuff.
Details.
Tactical. Some John Wick stuff.
Is Thanos about to become the new Hulk? Because I always complain about Hulk, because everybody knows Hulk's supposed to be strong. He's the strongest. But then they just use him to show how strong other people are.
Mm-hmm.
And now you saw T'Challa kind of just turn Thanos, so he outsmarted him more or less,
right.
Out-intellected him somehow. And then we'll get into it later, but Ultron is all things should be.
Perfectly balanced.
Man, well, so what was your favorite part about the episode, the party Thor?
I really liked that, like, everybody was there. The Stone Man and Meek. Surtur was there macking on the Statue of Liberty. Yeah. Like, it was cameos the episode. Yeah.
I tell you what was missed that you probably didn't think about that should have been there. Star-Lord. Dance off, bro.
Oh.
They needed that in the episode.
They should have had that in there. But, like, everybody was there. Like, Yondu, like, the Taser Phase was there. Yeah. Even the prostitute from... Guardians 1.
Yeah, that was on Contraxia.
Uh-huh.
Which, that's kind of... So, a prostitute anyway. From Contraxia, you got a contract. I'm sorry. Did they do that on purpose?
They probably did it on purpose. And then, like, Thor and Loki being, like, best friends. Like, you're my brother, but I'm not the mother. Like, yeah. Like, quite literally, yes. But... It was great. It was a fun, lighthearted episode. They needed one of those after, you know, Doctor Strange and Hank Pym and you know, what Ultron is about to do.
Yeah.
And the zombies. They needed a lighthearted episode.
Yeah, especially after the zombies, because that was kind of just sad. Because after all of it, it was like, you know, they're going to Wakanda with hope, and then you see Thanos.
Killmonger.
Thanos is waiting there with the gauntlet. Like, that's sad. Like.
Yeah,
we need an uplifting moment. We watched Iron Man die how many times?
Too many. I mean, he died again in the next episode. He died again. Yeah, I think this was the only episode.
Party Thor was the only episode.
Where if we see Tony Stark, he didn't die.
He died of alcoholism, alcohol poisoning.
Oh, my God. I think I'm just numb to Tony Stark dying now.
So my thing is, my favorite cameo was the guy who wasn't seen. Like, throughout the episode with Thor's talking, there's a guy yelling in the background, like, yeah, goats! Like, the prince of party! And he's like, don't drink too much, or don't drink too little. Like,
yeah, that guy.
Like, what the?
No, I think that was his friend, the one that uses the knives. He got stabbed in Thor 1. Yeah. He got stabbed, and they needed to carry him off the planet. That guy. He fell asleep in a tub full of... Oh, Rocket Raccoon was just in the... It was like Hangover. It was the movie Hangover in that hotel scene.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah.
Like,
literally.
Rocket
he was
Raccoon
from...
just asleep in the sink. Like, what is happening? It was great. Oh, and then What's-Her-Face becoming the acting director of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because Korg like pushed him into a pool or something. Yo, she was ready to nuke Thor and Captain Marvel.
Well, like she said, Captain Marvel could take it.
Yeah.
Because that's her power set. She absorbs energy.
Yeah.
Which begs the question, but yeah, we'll get to Ultron.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, man, this is a great episode. Also, why is everybody scared of Frigga?
I don't know. She's like the Odin of witches, so.
Yeah.
I guess so. And then, who isn't afraid of their mother?
Ultron.
Who would his mother be?
I don't know.
The Hulk?
No. Would it be the lab tech that created the vision suit?
Oh, Chow?
Yeah, Chow. Yeah.
I guess so. She made his body
yeah.
in a chamber in the womb. We'll work with it.
Jarvis?
The father would have had to be Iron Man. Yeah, yeah. Tony Stark. You know, Chow gets around. And she was looking for Thor. Isn't that what she said about the party?
That party looking for Thor. Boom, looking for this.
Oh, man.
Oh, Don Cheadle. Anyway. So, anything else about Party Thor? Except the ending.
I think a lot about Party Thor, though, like, if you paid attention to the episode, because it was basically Thor 1, the Thor movie, mm-hmm. there were a lot of small points that were off that made that, like, it wasn't just Loki not staying in Asgard.
Mm-hmm.
It was Eric Solvik wasn't with Jane.
Right.
And then Jane already knew what S.H.I.E.L.D. was.
Right.
So there's a lot of little details, like, that was a very, very different reality, actually. My question is, the Skrulls that we saw at the party, did they come for the party or were they already there?
They probably came for the party.
As well as a little detail I noticed, the Elvis that married them, he was a Skrull. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that.
There, early on, there's a Skrull in an Elvis suit earlier in the episode, uh-huh. and then they show Elvis marrying
Howard the Duck
and Marcy.
Marcy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Crafty now she's Skrull. Mrs. the Duck.
I always wonder how that worked. Was the his middle name, or was it like the Duck was his last name?
I guess the Duck is the last name.
Last name.
Like a pimp named Slick, man.
You got to say the whole thing.
Like, hey, say it, Whitman now. Anyway.
The next what if. Ultron. What do you think about that episode?
Terrifying.
Very.
The Watcher was narrating his own demise, it seemed. Like,
he like, noticed hey, another. Wait, the
he
what?
He noticed another. And then, wait, what the hell are you doing?
Like, come on, who doesn't read ahead? Come on, man.
Clearly the Watcher doesn't. Because that was terrifying. And poor.
Yes, the chair.
Poor. So my question was, and I had a theory. When Thanos showed up, he already had the Soul Stone, right? To yeah. come get the Mind Stone from Vision. And I was like, who did he get rid of to get the Soul Stone for the Gauntlet? And I was like, oh, he tossed his chair off the cliff.
He loves that chair.
You know who hates it? Gamora.
Oh, man.
She says it. But yeah, you thought it was Nebula that got tossed in this, like, reality?
Well, you pay attention because, of course, Gamora wasn't with Thanos because mm-hmm. they show her later with the Guardians. So I think in this reality, maybe he never picked up Gamora because mm-hmm. there's always other little things that happen in these episodes that are different.
Right.
So maybe he didn't pick up Gamora mm-hmm. and... If you paid attention to the earlier movies, it was always between Gamora and Nebula as far as his favorites.
Wait, I just thought of something.
Yeah.
This is what happened. Party Thor, when he's like asking everybody to come clean up, and he pulls Nebula aside, he's like, "Help me." And she goes, "I think I hear my father calling." That's when she gets thrown off the cliff.
He's like, "I think I hear my father." Hey, Nebula, come here real quick.
Look at this cliff.
Isn't come on, nice? Here for me real quick with me.
Oh, so, yeah, man. That's what happened. Because Gamora wasn't at the party.
Ah. Here's my thing, though. Mm. Why didn't Thanos Dormammu Ultron? You know,
I don't think you could have been prepared for a beam just.
Well, I mean, he came through the portal looking for confrontation. He came through right at Ultron. Mm. So he was aware of Ultron. He had to know something about him. And to leave yourself that vulnerable, it's not the Thanos I know. He should have done something. Set a little time loop so he slice in half and he just come back through the portal again.
Ultron, I've come to make a deal. I've come to bargain.
Let's
over and over and over again.
How about instead of killing the whole universe, we'll just work together to kill half.
So yeah, shocking, of course. You know, and then Hawkeye having the super mechanical arm. You know, they gave him the Bucky treatment.
Forget the arm. The cloak that he stole from Harry Potter.
The cloak of invisibility. God, yeah, that was pretty great. That was pretty great. And of course, they had to do the need a hand thing, as everyone loves to do. Man,
thanks. You know they say that's a thing with Disney, of like chopping off one of the arms of their heroes.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, since Bucky wasn't in that episode, it had to be Hawkeye had to fill in.
Yeah. And since Bucky wasn't in Star Wars, they had to use Luke.
Like, I wanted to see that scene though. Because clearly it was Ultron or one of his drones that chopped the arm off.
Yeah.
But then how couldn't they finish him off? How did he save himself? Like, I wanted to see that. That's a lot of action to miss.
Yeah, yeah. Who knows? But, I mean, tired of fighting. That's why he was just like, all right, I'm just going to jump in the pit of drones.
Which was an amazing shot, by the way.
Yeah.
I want that. I want to post that on my wall with him shooting and then.
You meant cinema wise. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant his actual shot. I was like, I mean, it was
the picture. The picture, the artwork.
Ah, okay. Yeah. There we go.
The shot, like, how do you miss that shot? You blew up the whole silo.
Silo. Why does it sound so funny to me? Silo. Anyway, going to Zola was a good idea.
He said going to Zola.
Going to Zola was a good idea. And you could see the Watcher wanting to interfere. Like, go a little bit to the left. Come on, you can do it.
No, you know? Let me tell you how Ultron really was feeling. The thing was, he was like, how the Watcher was feeling. He was like, Ultron's on my ass. Hurry up. Come on.
Grab the book. Grab the file. It's right there.
I'll be right back. I gotta go.
Found you. Like, who wouldn't be scared of that situation? You think you're just all up in your little dimension. Everything's fine. And then, oh, no.
He came into my safe place.
This is my no-no square. But, yeah.
And then you threw him to oblivion, basically, and he just comes up.
Like, how many
dimensions? You threw him off the screen, and he came in the other side.
And you can tell, like, he just, like, shook his head and, like, looked down towards the ground. And was like, oh, my God, here we go again. Love it. It was a great episode. And the fact that he bit into a galaxy just to try to fight the Watcher. Like, clearly they're setting up there. That was a clear shout out to Galactus, one. Two, I guess, like, they're just showing how powerful he can be with all the Infinity Stones.
What was it? I think it was like one of Dragon Ball Z games was like that, where like you get a combo going and then you do your finishing move, it goes cinematic and does some outrageous shit.
Oh yeah,
that's what he did till he put a combo on. Like, God
dang,
because that was the finisher. After that, the fight turned for the worse for the Watcher.
It did. It really did.
And he had to escape. I feel sorry for that galaxy. How many people died in that? Like,
no one knows. We're dealing with the multiverse, so some of those people might not even count.
I can't.
What? I'm just saying, not my multiverse, not my problem, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
I'm teetering the line. All right, they're at it, David. Oh, damn it.
So, what was your favorite moment of the Ultron episode like?
Definitely him going, the Watcher finally deciding to interfere by going to Doctor Strange and me like, all right, look, I need your help, and we're going to gather everybody else to do it. So they're going to go back and get Thor. They're going to go back and get Black Widow. They're going to go back and get Captain Carter. They're going to go get T'Challa, Star-Lord. Man. They're gonna make their event, the What If Avengers.
So I'm gonna say what I feel like nobody else is thinking. We know what that Doctor Strange did. He basically absorbed all the powerful entities of his reality to get to that level that he's at. What's gonna stop him from absorbing Thor and the rest of the heroes and then just taking Ultron on his own?
Or absorbing?
Because you know
Ultron.
He's like conceited like that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Absorb the Watcher and become the new Watcher.
I mean, with all the Infinity Stones, I'm pretty sure he could take on the Watcher at that point. That being, speaking of taking on people, I forgot to mention this. Captain Marvel getting nuked.
Oh, yeah. The Captain Marvel.
I thought she absorbed
Ultron
energy, but
I think they did her like I've seen in a few shows where they have like this unstoppable character that absorbs energy. So then like they Dragon Ball Z him, they Broly'd him, just overload her. And then is that what happened? Because he did use all the Infinity Stones.
He did.
And it did blow up like I think about 6 planets in the vicinity.
Yeah.
There at times. So dang. I think he just overloaded her. Because even though she absorbs it, she has to give it back. Like she has to discharge it back off. And so I think she couldn't get rid of the energy fast enough. And
dang.
Yeah.
Poor Captain Marvel.
That was sad. And, you know, I've always said that I was waiting for that to come to her. I was waiting for her to meet her match. But not like
not
this.
Like this.
Not like this! And when she first showed up, I thought it was Nova.
Oh, yeah. That would have been a great, like, yeah. That
like
been
they
a great
keep
cameo.
Skipping him. Like,
they've had ample opportunities to introduce Nova.
He should have been in Infinity War.
Should have been in Guardians.
Endgame, Guardians.
The Nova Corps. Hmm.
Yes. Hmm. That's where his power comes from. After the Nova Corps is destroyed, yes. He kind of gets the collective power of all of them in one suit. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he is one of the Guardians for a period of time. So, they got to put him in eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. So, what about the Darth Vader cameo?
Oh yeah, the Vader cameo. Yeah, you can see what Morag.
Yeah.
When
the volcano planet.
When you see Ultron bashing the Watcher through various dimensions, you can see Morag for like a split second.
So at that split second, was that the split second where Obi-Wan was like, "You were supposed to be the savior for us, Anakin"? No.
What the hell was that? Just see Ultron. I mean, look, it's all owned by Disney. They can do it.
Yeah. I want to see more of it.
Because
they're riddled with Star Wars Easter eggs. Because Spider-Man really talks about it a lot.
He does.
Then Hawkeye, the what he said, the plans for the Death Star not in the main computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Like, yeah. Huh. I didn't catch that one. Oh, yeah.
The Infinity Stones.
Mm.
They don't work in the TVA, but they worked in whatever that mirror dimension like place where the Watcher was. What are your thoughts?
I mean, when Doctor Strange was fighting Thanos, like he broke the mirror dimension it was still active.
Yeah.
Like, so I think that just had.
Think it's something like that?
Yeah. I just think the Infinity Stones can work in whatever dimension they're in, but the TVA just like did something.
I think the TVA did the WandaVision. Remember she had the runes? And you see those at the end of Loki. So I think the TVA was just protected by runes, and that's why nothing quote-unquote magical worked there. As Thor said it, they're magic stones.
Yeah.
Magic space stones. So maybe this...
Yeah.
Or maybe once you have all the stones, it just doesn't matter if they're all together.
Yeah. Once they're like already, the on button is already switched on, then it's too late for you. So Tony Stark and T'Challa. Fixed points and times in the Because T'Challa keeps dying a lot in What If. Tony's, yeah, we are, yeah.
He didn't die in the zombie episode. He lost a leg, but.
Might as well.
He was still there when they went to Wakanda. But yeah, Tony Stark, definitely like. Watching What If, if you watch What If all the way through, it's like watching a Doctor Strange episode. And Tony Stark is, what's her name? The nurse? Was she a nurse or a doctor?
I think she was a doctor.
Palmer.
Palmer. Yeah.
It's like watching her.
All over like, again.
Gosh!
Like, please no. Let him be.
It's like Dizzy said. Okay, guys, how many different ways can we kill Iron Man?
Right.
Go. So my question with Ultron: once he got a Vision body, and then he got all the stones, why did he make the Ultron body on top of the Vision body?
Well, he needed a conduit for the power, like the stones.
Ah, yeah. So, like, yeah, like the Vision
brain,
body couldn't.
My vibranium alone wasn't going to work.
It wasn't enough.
That was not going to be enough to cut it. Like, they had to forge, like, that the dwarf on the star, like, he had to have that glove forged.
This is my thing, too. Like, as you watch the details of the episode, like, Thanos wasn't as strong as he was perceived to be. So
they got split in half.
He used the Vision thing to split Thanos in half, right?
Mm.
He didn't block it or nothing. But remember Vision versus Corvus Glaive.
Oh, yeah.
And he was blocking Vision's beams. The other girl took a shot. Midnight Proxima. But she took a shot from it a little bit. Like,
yeah.
And they're still walking around. Like,
well, I feel like normal Vision was just Vision.
Like, I just want to push him aside. I don't want to cut through him.
Was murder everything Vision. Like, so he didn't care. He was not holding back. Just poof.
But I'm just saying, the balance of the universe is like, if we knew this, they didn't need to hide Vision. Just let him get to Thanos and chop it again. Like, and chop it half and it's over.
Yeah.
Is it the end. Chop him.
We won, guys.
Nah. All right, take five. You get Shawarma?
Shawarma. Does Vision eat Shawarma? Oh man. So there's a new Mario movie coming out. Like a Mario movie. Like CGI. Of course it's like CGI. Shh, shh. I put it in mind. It's fine. They're setting up the Super Smash Brothers cinematic universe.
Let me explain. Cool.
Well, let me go over this cast first, and then I'll get to that. So, yes, Chris Pratt will be playing Mario. Seth Rogen will be playing Donkey Kong. Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is playing Luigi.
Okay.
Anya Taylor-Joy, no clue who that is playing Peach. Keegan-Michael Key is playing Toad. From Key and Peele. And Jack Black playing Bowser makes this all somewhat redeemable.
Yeah, I could see Jack Black being okay Bowser.
Yeah.
I'm just scared, like, when it has to go dark.
Yeah.
Boss battle Bowser, I don't see Jack Black pulling off. The rest of it, yeah.
We'll see. So, yeah. So, Super Smash Brothers Cinematic Universe is coming together because we got Mario. So, we already had Sonic. We already had Detective Pikachu. We got Mario and your boy Poe from Star Wars is going to be playing Solid Snake in a Metal Gear Solid movie coming soon as well.
Man. Oh,
so
yeah.
It's
they're
all coming together. It's all the, everyone's here.
Who's going to be? I want to see Kirby. Who's going to be Kirby?
I don't know. We're probably just going to
see. Guesstimate. Who's a good.
Danny DeVito.
Oh.
Instead of Chris Pratt, who would you have playing Mario?
Al Pacino.
Hey, it's me, Mario.
I'm sorry, I watched Jack and Jill the other day.
Oh, no.
Al Pacino is off the chain in that movie.
Oh, God.
He just appears everywhere.
Is that the Adam Sandler Mario. Much better
than Chris Pratt. Yeah, he would. He does good voices, but he's not Italian.
Bowser! get in the flask.
Nah, little dick.
That's the only Adam Sandler impersonation I can do. Let the chicken slide down your throat hole.
But then, like, if you put him in it, then you got to put the other guys in. What's the Crazy Eyes and then Rob Snyder.
Rob Snyder. Freaking. Oh, my God.
Oh, and you know who would be Toad?
Who?
I'm very, very sneaky.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, man.
I don't even know his name.
But I know.
That's how sneaky he is.
Oh, my God. Leave Jack Black in there and just get the crew of Adam, the usual Adam Sandler crew.
Yeah,
up in
Adam
there.
Kevin,
Chris Tucker could be Chris Tucker could be Bowser Jr. I don't know.
Dang, daddy.
I can't do it.
Oh shit.
Oh man.
Oh, nobody understand the words. Like-
Wait, no, it's not Chris Tucker. It's Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris
it's
Rock.
Chris
okay.
Rock with the Adam Sandler crew.
Two loud mouth, small Chris's. Splitting hairs.
Splitting hairs. Oh, man. Chris, have you heard of the newest craze sweeping the Netflix? Nation of Netflix.
What craze is that, Roscoe?
The Squid Game.
The Squid Game?
The Squid Game.
The Squid Game. What's that Squid Game about?
So, the premise is, imagine the Hunger Games, but everybody's in debt. And
wait a minute. The Hunger Games. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Like, they like, look up your data and everything, like, how much you owe, like, if you're in, like, severe debt issues, like, in, like, embezzlement stuff, blah, 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 blah.
Like, America? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, and they collect everybody. Oh, they don't force you into it, but they just, like, offer you a chance and be like, hey, you want to try to come gamble for some money?
Do you think the United States could enter in that? Cause
oh, so.
I just heard about our debt. We try to raise our debt ceiling. Deep the money.
For legal purposes, that was a joke. but anyway, so the main character just needs to raise some money for
a surgery to save his mom.
Surgery to save it. So you have watched it?
No, I just guessed. I literally just guessed. That's the Spider-Man 3. Sam Raimi, Spider-Man 3. Sandman needed the money to save his daughter.
Oh my God. I mean, yeah, he has a daughter too, but his daughter's
not. Sin to carry thieves. All right, yeah, go ahead. All right, all right.
But, you know, like these, they're like, you follow like six main characters. The old man, the chick that, the main character, an old man, his best friend, some kid that loses his marbles.
It's like, wait a minute. Really. Let's back up. Like, these like marbles.
No,
his marbles or his marbles.
Look, all three. That was a metaphor for all three, honestly, because everybody's going crazy in that. And when they discover that they could actually just kill people at night to just like shorten the crowd,
thin out the herd,
a little bit. That episode was terrifying. Here's the list of the Squid Games. Like, there are six games. It's Red Light, Green Light, Honeycomb, Tug of War, The Marble Game, The False Glass Jumping, and then, like, they play an actual thing called Squid Game. Like, it's a children's game based in Korea. Okay. But Red Light, Green Light in the first episode is what got everybody hooked on this show.
Oh, man.
Like, it was like, oh, we're just going to play Red Light, Green Light. All right, that's cool. And then, like, you see two morons. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get there first. All right, bet. And so the first guy runs out there, and he's like, Red Light. And he stops and, like, stumbles a little bit. And then everybody just hear a poof. And you're just like, what the hell was that? And then like, this creepy-ass robot, like, scanning everything, looking for any sign of motion. And then, you know, green light, and people, like, get closer to the first guy that got shot, and they're just like, oh, he's dead. And then the
oh, man.
panic. And so red light has just been called. First guy runs back because he's freaking out. He saw the dead body. He gets shot. Some blood splatters. Some lady screams. It's just chaos for the next 3 minutes.
She get shot for screaming?
She got shot for screaming. If it said, don't move when it says red light. Don't do jack.
Somebody got shot for blinking?
No, nobody got shot for blinking. Uh-oh. But, like, just like the sheer chaos, like the... Like, what do you do in that situation? You thought it was just a game. This ain't no game. And there's a timer. Like, there's, like, a great stretch of land that you have to get across while getting as far as you can. And if you move too much, bam.
But, like, if you don't make it before the timer, would it kill you?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of people did not make it across the line, and they just got gunned down.
Oh, man.
So, which was smart.
That kills out my
plan. If you were designing the game with, like, a bunch of people, you want to collapse it in a little bit. So, a mass murder type game would be the... I mean, what? mass murder type game would be the first game to do, just to go ahead and thin things out. No. So.
I was thinking, when you was describing, I was thinking, while it's green light, I would just shove somebody really hard.
Oh, some people were, like, staying up behind people. And if they get, and if, like, that person got shot in front of them, they just moved, like, somebody else. And some people were, like, there's this rivalry between the antagonist and the girl that we see earlier who picked the pocket of our main character. She threw him down on the ground and just booked it. And, like, he had to, like, waste a turn to stand back up. And he had to do it quickly before the red light, because it got faster and faster and faster faster. If you listen to it in Korean, if you watch it in Korean, it sings a little song that, like, signifies red light. In English, it's just a red light, green light. And I'm just like, our producer didn't like watching it in English because none of the mouths matched up. And I'm just like, just watch it in Korean and read the damn subtitles. And he's like, And I'm just like, how do you watch anime? And he's like, I don't.
Yeah.
Can't read and watch fight scenes at the same time?
No, that's why you watch every episode twice. Once to read what they're saying, and then next time to enjoy the action.
Jesus Christ. So after the red light, green light game, it was a honeycomb. So four shapes you had to choose from, and everybody got in a line, and... It's like, all right, this shape looks good. This shape looks good. They didn't know that they had to cut the damn shape out of the cookie. So, using a threading needle to, like, get it out, like, puncture around it. But the hardest shape was an umbrella in the middle, smack dab in the middle of the cookie. I was like, oh, no. Yeah. One, I felt so bad for some people because... Another person other than the main character got the umbrella out, but his, like, it, like, broke at the very last second. As soon as he was about to hand it to a guard, it broke. Some people got shot and eliminated because, like, they'd be working on their cookie, and then a gunshot would go off, and then the gunshot would scare them, and they would crush their own cookie. And so then they would get shot. Yeah. Pretty damn,
like,
brutal.
Is that the only way that you die in the show? Like, you get shot if you mess up?
You could die by messing with the guards or trying to, like, cheat, which happened to a few of them.
In the words of Yoda, do or do not. Yeah. There is no try.
Right. I mean, the guards got killed by removing their masks. One guy went crazy and was like, take off your mask. And then he was like, all right, I'll take off my mask. I'm going to get shot anyway. And he did.
Whoa.
Yep. There's a theory behind the players and the workers, guards. Yeah. So at the beginning, our main character is approached by the guy from Train to Busan. And he's approached... The guy who approaches him, like, is some Korean game where they use a piece of paper, like hard piece of paper, to flip the other piece of paper. And he chose blue. He chose the blue card. And all the jumpsuits that the players were wearing were like some, like it was like a light teal. It was less green. It wasn't exactly blue, but it wasn't exactly either. It wasn't teal either, but it wasn't. Not magenta. Shut up.
Magenta's pink.
Exactly.
Turquoise.
Aqua mint turquoise type deal. Yeah. And so, and the red card, the workers are like in pink. So I'm thinking, what if you had picked the pink card? We have been a worker? Because the workers, like, their living conditions weren't that much better than the players. They just didn't have to fight for their lives every single day, you know?
And that was going to be my next question after you said the guard dies. Like, are the guards part of the game? Like, could they essentially win in a way?
No. Look, go watch Squid Game. Now, let me go over how I would have beaten every single game.
Oh, man.
Red light, green light. I would just follow the rules of red light, green light. I'd have been ducking behind people, pulling people down, moving my way forward. That being said, something about the old man. When the old man started playing, the robot eyes did not lock onto him at all at any point, even when I saw him still moving when she said red light. I just thought that was suspicious. So, Honeycomb. You would have had to do the whole lick the back of it thing, melt the thing, and then hold it up, see how much farther you got, and then just pin it out and just push it out of the bottom. That one chick was slick using the lighter, heating up the needle and just like essentially melting, like, because the material they were using, the cookies.
What kind of cookie was it? Oatmeal raisin?
No, it wasn't oatmeal.
I love oatmeal raisin.
It was like it wasn't a fortune cookie, but it was like it was like the texture of a fortune cookie, but like a little bit thinner. Somehow. Some way. Yeah, just sheet fortune cookie.
So I heard on through a reliable source that fortune okay, I heard on Iron Man 3 that fortune cookies were American invention.
Okay, Mandarin, calm down. Then tug of war. Yeah, you would have just had to pick like just beast mode people or follow the instructions of the old man. Lift. Like, I was like, that is really dang smart. Like, I was like, wait, all like the physics behind like the old man's entire plan. I was like, that makes perfect sense.
So you did, and what then now? The old, you lift instead of pull.
Yeah, like, you know, it's like just perfect in sync motions. Like, everybody like start on the right, like stagger yourselves on how you stand on the rope, where you put the rope, like what you do in the first 20 seconds of the game. Like, just, it was nuts. And then the oldest tug of war trick in the book, just running forward to get them off balance and then pulling it right on back.
Oh yeah.
I was like, perfect. So yeah. Now the marble game. Okay. So the marble game, they said you had to collect your opponent's 10 marbles. It didn't say you had to have all 20. It just needed to collect all 10 marbles from your opponent. So they could have just switched bags and went home.
Would you really trust somebody? Same time, man. I don't know you. Same time. How's that going to really work?
Right. I mean, the thing that was messed up about that game, they didn't know what they were about to play. They didn't know that they were about to be playing against each other. They picked people they trusted to go with them into this game. There was a husband and wife that went into that game, and only the husband came out of that game. Oh. Yeah. That game was brutal. Now, the false glass and the real glass and the tempered glass, the super glass and normal glass. So they had to jump on, they had to jump across 18 rows to a bridge, essentially. And they had to guess which glass would hold them. And you could either jump to the left or jump to the right. If you chose wrongly, you just fall and die.
Yeah, got it.
Got it. So what they should have, and like they should have, there was a guy in the near the very back that was like, oh, I've been a glass worker for years. I can tell the difference between normal glass and tempered glass. I'm just like, why the hell didn't you say anything? He was like, ah, nah, they've been killing people all day. I just want to. he just wanted to get his money. He didn't worry about surviving. I mean, he crashed and died anyway.
So wait a minute. The one that knew about glass fell through the glass?
He got pushed. Well, he was doing the whole thing. He got through two tiles. Like, looking at the light refracting in the glass and, like, was able to guess which one was the tempered glass and guess correctly. And then the game master, the VIPs were like, no, this isn't fair. He's looking at the light and blah, blah, blah. And then the game master goes, I can fix that. And he just shuts off the lights. And so they're at the last jump, about 20 seconds left. And then, like, they're like, I don't know which one it is. And then one of the last three people just comes up and pushes them. So here's how I would have beat that game. They were told to take off their shoes, right?
Yep.
So collect all the shoes, put them at time in one of your jackets, and then swing down on the glasses. Because a bunch of shoes with enough force, you can break some normal glass.
Yeah, so,
or at least put a crack in it to know
which one is the, yeah.
So they should have just worked together. Because everybody could have survived that game. That was the game that was just like, this is the game before the last event. Let's just thin them out. And only out of 16 people. Yeah, it was 16. It was 16 people. Only three made it out of that one.
Oh, you wouldn't have necessarily had to break the glass, though. Because, all right, the tempered glass versus the other glass, they're going to make different sounds when you hit them anyways. So all you do is hit it loud enough to make a sound.
I mean, they tried that.
And then that way you leave a path for other people to mess up behind you. Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case. And the last game, which is the Squid Game, was just like the Korean child game. Yeah, the dude was just run a circle around him. Well, you're given a handicap. Like, you got to hop on one foot until you get to the other side.
You're given
a
handicap.
Yeah, you have to hop on one foot. What?
No, right. All right, so they give you.
Edit! So, you have to hop on one foot until you cross the other side of the squid. And then you have to touch the top of the squid at the Special Olympics. Oh, my God. But that didn't happen. They just ended up, like, fighting each other, like, to the death. To the death! Now, if I was Shang Wu, and Shang Wu had just got his ankle bitten, like, it was rough.
Shang
Song. It was rough. Shush.
You got Shang in your name.
Yeah. Johnny was Songwoo. It was Songwoo. Not Shang-Woo, Songwoo. Yeah.
Shang-Chi, Shang-Chong.
Don't run into somebody named Shang. You get your ass kicked in the squid game. But, so, lying there on the ground, you're defeated. Your best friend doesn't want to win the money. Instead of stabbing, they did that whole thing where, like, he stabs down and the camera doesn't go straight to it, but then the camera does and the knife is like beside his head. So when his friend reached up to like grab his hand and lift him up, he stabs himself to force him to win the game. What I would have did, I would have grabbed his hand, pulled him to me and stabbed him, and I would have won. That's how I would have done it. Yes. That's how you do it. Just fake sick. I'm down. What? You don't want to win the money? Yeah, I want to stop the game too. You're my best friend too, buddy. Help me up.
Just judging from how the game has been going, I don't think I don't want to win the money is an option. Like, it's either you die or you win the money.
At that point. Yeah, at the beginning of episode two, they have a vote and they let everybody go home for like a day to like decide they want to come back or not. A few people actually didn't come back, but essentially everybody came back. Uh-huh. Because they realized like life is shit out here. I'm in way too much debt. One of the characters, Song-woo, turned on his phone. He had lawyers, the FBI, like embezzlement police, everybody blowing up his phone as soon as he turned his phone back up. And he was like, yeah, I need that money. I need to go back. You know, stuff like that in the outside world. Like they like magnified the reasons why they needed to go get that money.
If you're that far in debt that everybody's calling you, just don't pay your phone bill.
Chris, that's not how it works. Chris.
Why are you still paying your phone bill?
So in your world, ignorance is bliss. Oh, I'm in debt. I don't know about it, though.
Can't harass me, dog. I owe them money, too.
They're going to
turn my phone back on so they can call me.
No, Chris. Send the IRS. Send the Raven. You remember Harry Potter when all the letters came through the chimney because they were ignored. That's gonna be your ass. Instead of Hagrid breaking down the door, it's just a big person. It's like the Kool-Aid Man, but it says IRS on it.
Opay.
So yeah, I, the Roscoe, could win the Squid Game quite easily.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no.
On the next episode, if Roscoe isn't here, they kidnapped him. The Squid Game.
Oh my god! If I get a little card with a square, a circle, and a triangle. And I'm just like, look. Okay, so the grand prize was $45,006,000-something-something-won, which is like billions. No, it was the mid to lower millions to us in U.S. dollars. Okay. I wouldn't know what to do with all that money.
I would.
I mean, I know I would do
host
certain
your own
things.
Game.
Host your own game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we know who not to get the money to. That's
called paying it forward.
But no, I mean, even the last words of the old man, after, you know, I don't want to spoil.
Obvious, like. Like when you said, like, do a red light, green light, the camera went on him, was it because he was like, he's gonna die in a minute though, anyways. He's gonna die in a minute.
Yeah, you'll see. But the old man set him up to win by giving him his jacket. The 001 jacket was his ticket for the guards to be like, okay, don't mess with this guy. Yeah, essentially. So, but the old man himself said, when you have that much money, you get bored. And I feel like I would get hella bored, hella easily with all that damn money. I'll pay whatever bills I need to pay. I'll pay off my cars. I'll buy family members some stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm just gonna be like, well, it's just sitting there.
Don't buy me anything, Roscoe. This is all what you do. After you do all of that and you get bored, just give me the rest of that. I'll take a rest. Boy, for what?
He gonna start his own game.
Buy an island, set up a perimeter fence.
I mean,
some collars.
Shot collars.
Shot
so
collars.
They won't escape. That's the gun line, boss. That's the gun line.
Oh my god.
It would just be too much. I would not know what to do with it. Pay some bills.
Start a small country.
Rename myself Dr. Doom. That's what the old man said. Like, what does someone with no money and someone with too much money have in common? Boredom.
Bills. No matter what, you got bills. The catch of it all is, before you get bored with all that money, that means you would have done everything that you could possibly want to do.
Right.
So I'm okay with being bored after that. Okay? I sit my little ass down and just relax.
Okay.
Like Thanos, I'd be like Thanos at the end. I would have a suit made out of gold, like his armor. Hung up in it
as a scarecrow.
Oh, all gold scarecrow.
Spooky season is upon us.
So do you think that that's how Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos feels now?
Who's Jeff?
And that's why they're going to the moon. The first man, the first civilian in space.
Yeah.
The first rich guy in space.
Yeah, they're hella bored right now. They have to be. Have to be. Meanwhile, if someone like goes to the bathroom for too long at Amazon, they get fired. Like, what?
All I know is when he went to space, I heard the audio of it. He did not sound bored to me. That sounded like the time of a lifetime. Like, I want to go to space now. I kind of wanted to go before, but I definitely want to go now after hearing that. Like,
just, woo, I'm in space. Space.
Oh, I'm in space, bitch.
Nice place you got here.
It just reminded me of the Family Guy episode with Bill Gates in the video. It's like, he looked like ants from down here. He's like, they are ants. They are ants. That's my thing, too, though. So, Jeff, he was just, like, super rich. He wasn't necessarily... Like, Elon Musk is credited for being very smart.
Right.
So, it's kind of like the super rich against the super smart and the super rich one. Does that make you feel a certain kind of way? Like, what's the point of school at that point? Just go get that money.
Just go get that money. Secure the bag. Don't go to college. Just get the money.
Pretty
kids,
much.
Are you listening? Don't. Don't listen to anything we just said.
kids, are you listening?
Don't we listen don't to half of what Ross no says. We need a clean education.
Well, I mean, like, but in the same hands, Elon Musk is trying to build his way to space.
Mm.
And then
Jeff Bezos.
Bezos just was like, it's already built, dude. Can I get a ticket? How much is the ticket, sir? We don't sell tickets to space. How much is the ticket?
How much is a ticket to space?
Look, how much does it cost to get you out of my way so I can talk to the person that can sell me a ticket?
I mean, he can do that. He can just do that.
Sir.
Dang.
Sir, we are elite astronauts. You know what? How much does it cost to get you fired?
You know what? You know what? You know what? How much money to get you to quit? But, dang. Jeffrey Bezos. So we're getting into the spoiler alert realm. Spoilers. For Venom.
How is it Venom to the Mario theme?
Venom.
Venom's taking over the Mario verse. If you got that far in the music, you weren't playing Mario right. I'm sorry, because my time never got that far with the music sped up. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the timer thing, yeah. I mean, at that point, you're just exploring the level. Trying to get all the coins, exploring, seeing where that one tube went.
Finding that spot where if you fall down the hole, it opens up a secret level.
Yeah.
Like, how would you ever really know that unless you jumped out every hole on the level?
Exactly. Exactly. Wait a minute. So, Venom. It was good. It was great. Eddie Brock still looking like a hobo, scared hobo at all times.
Well, wouldn't you if you had an alien demon symbiote living inside of you trying to eat everybody?
Oh, yeah. Venom went clubbing. He had fun, killed a few people accidentally.
So, like, yeah, let's go back to that. So, not Brock, Venom, right? Because I heard he did some body hopping.
He did do some body hopping. They got in an argument, and Eddie turned on the fire alarm, and Venom was like, well, screw it, I'm out then. And then he...
That's all it took the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the whole sound thing is still there.
Hey.
Which is a real problem since Screech was there.
So you need to tell me that all I needed to do was go to my grandma's midnight mass to get away from Venom. She's playing the organ.
it was the good old church bell again. Just like Spider-Man 3. It was a good old church bell that was So Screech was there. What's his face? Cassidy? Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy?
What?
Damn, it made me mess up his name when I said that. Now I can't remember. Cassidy's his last name. Clyde.
Carnage Cassidy.
Cletus.
Cletus Cassidy. There we go. Cletus Cassidy.
Come on, Cletus. Come on.
You know, he was dating Screech. Not Screech.
Shriek.
Shriek.
Gosh, are you even a Marvel fan?
No. So Shriek. Which, you know, the reason I mentioned the sound thing is because Shriek was there. And Carnage did not like Shriek, but Cletus loved him some Shriek. So that's where that symbiotic. Like, they weren't compatible because of that fact. Because Carnage was like, yo, she screams again, I'm going to kill her.
Oh, man.
And so Cletus didn't like that. And it was like her.
And she was over there like, come on, Cletus. Come on. With a short walk. Walk over. You're limping back.
But so Venom, Carnage, Shriek, and the church bells. It was a very loud fight. And eventually, like, once the church bell started going off, like it was just Eddie and Cletus fighting, and Cletus was throwing down.
Well, he's a serial killer and Eddie's a news reporter.
Yeah.
What do you think's gonna happen? Oh, look, this, man, is my arena.
It was brutal. I was like, dang. So overall, it was a great movie. I don't want to get too much into it, but it was a fun ride. It was a fun ride from start to finish. I'll give it about a 7.5. Yeah. As far as like Marvel movies go.
So considering the end credit scene, mm-hmm, and everybody just waiting for the X-Men. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Shriek kind of was introduced as a mutant more than
they? So during like it was there was a flashback about like somebody said your powers keep growing. It's like it's mutating, and I was like, oh, there it is. So we'll see. End credit scene. Everybody should see it by the time you all hear this. Eddie and Venom are just laying on the bed, and then you see some Doctor Strange magic going on, and then you wake up. I mean, he looks up to the TV and see Jonah J. Jameson talking about, he's a menace! He needs to get taken off the street!
What's his name, J.K. Rowling?
No, J.K. Rowling's. That's Harry Potter. Shut up.
I don't know why that popped in my head. What's the guy's name that plays him?
Simmons.
There we go. That's the one.
The guy that voices Omni-Man. Yeah.
Yeah. You're the J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons.
See, I was half right.
When I was watching Invincible, I was like, why does he sound so familiar? And I was like, oh, yeah. Love him.
They got to have a scene in Invincible like, he's a menace.
He's a menace. I want to read Invincible. I really got to read Invincible because apparently it's coming to a close. Like, the comic is coming to a close. And there are so many characters being introduced. I was watching a TikTok or something, and it was just showing future characters. You know that there was like strongest characters in Invincible. And it was just going through the list. And you remember that Tiger Man?
Yeah.
Somebody from Omni-Man's planet was wearing the Lion Man as a cloak. And I was like, what?
Man.
So yeah, killer. Anyway, goes up to the TV. Peter Parker is there. So Venom is now in the MCU.
Yeah.
So there you go. Doctor Strange. So, you got Doctor Strange in.
This is my thing. Because the scene they're showing is the news report where he outs Peter Parker as Spider-Man.
Mm.
Right? So that means that Venom is in the MCU before No Way Home. So it's another villain for him. Like, we got Doc Ock, the Croc, Electro,
Tom Holland,
Venom, Sandman, possibly. All I'm saying is, like, we have a super huge list of villains for Spider-Man at this point.
Which Spider-Man?
Oh, Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are apparently going to be there to help out. He's going to need that.
I mean, I would take Tobey Maguire. I'm not taking Butterfingers.
Oh. Look, that could happen to anyone, okay? Gosh. Like, you haven't snapped a girl's neck before.
She hit her head. And it was a resounding thud.
Did you know? All right, and you watched the footage? The neck snapped while the head hit. Like, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was no question. It was like, if the head didn't kill her, the neck did. Like, it's like. Just, and then the sad part about it is after that, he lets her down softly. For what?
Drop her at that point. Shit. Oh, all right.
Yeah, crazy. And I bet Mary Jane in that universe is like, I'm so happy I didn't choose Peter Parker. Oh, man. And looking into it, what versions of the other Spider-Man do you think we're going to see? Are we going to see Black Suit Toby?
I mean, if Venom is there, since Venom is there, there can be a Black Suit Spider-Man now.
I mean, Toby already had it.
Toby already had it.
So then maybe Tom Holland's going to get the new Venom suit. And the guy that killed his girlfriend, he didn't get one. Damn it. You already went dark enough. You killed your girlfriend, dude. That was a sad movie.
It was. Poor Jamie. I felt bad for everybody. I felt bad for Jamie Foxx in that movie.
I felt bad for the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Because he kind of owned, like, he went insane trying to save himself from dying from a genetic disease that he got from his father, pretty much. Like, so he wasn't trying to be a bad guy. It just kind of
happens.
Like, I'm trying to save my life. The company's going to lock me out of my shit. Like,
yeah. Same with the Lizard Man. I'm trying to grow these limbs back. Oh, no. It was going horribly wrong.
Now I'm going to turn everybody into lizard. No, he was a bad guy from the start.
Oh, yeah.
Who goes to, I turn into a lizard? I'm going to turn everybody into a lizard.
You know what? Everything's a lizard. Everything's a lizard. Doc Ock wanted to stop his disease from, like, spreading through his body, so he made the limbs.
Well, Doc Ock also, he was producing a power source.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Iron Man. Like, remember, he was making nuclear fission. He basically made a miniature sun to harness energy from.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, he was trying to save the world, and it just went horribly wrong. And here Spider-Man happened to be there when it happened, and he blamed him for it. And then Sandman, you know, he was just playing the Squid Game. Get some money to save his family.
Man, I feel the most bad for original Harry Osborn. Frank Ocean. James Franco.
Defoe? Oh.
James Franco.
William Dafoe was the original.
Okay, his son, Harry.
Oh, okay.
Harry Osborn. Because in Spider-Man 3, when he was like, screw this, and he threw the pumpkin at him, and he like dodged it, and
webbed
it back at him. I was like, he no-looked it. He no-looked it. Just whoop, whoop.
What was it? I saw a meme about that. About like why all the cool guys always walk away from this photo and don't look back. You seen that one?
Yes, yes. Wolverine.
Iron Man.
Superman. Yeah, I'm still convinced Superman definitely laser beamed those people on that wall when Zod had him in a headlock. And that's why he was crying. Still convinced. They didn't go back to that wall.
Well, who would?
Like, that the camera did not go back to that
wall.
That
was like a what if episode of Superman. What if Superman killed an innocent life?
I'm pretty sure.
Then the rest of the DC suffered after that. Like, it went crazy after that. Batman was branding people.
Dang.
And Batman was like, if there's even a chance that he killed those people off scene, we have to take it as an absolute certainty. Yeah, that's a point.
Yeah, that's a point.
But speaking of Sandman.
Yeah.
I want to see the MCU use Sandman the way I've seen him used in the actual What If comic, the zombie comic. So when the zombie spread to the main universe, Spider-Man in the main universe wasn't a zombie, but there was a Spider-Man zombie. And the Sandman had already faced off against the zombie Spider-Man and got away. The regular Spider-Man came to help. Sandman didn't know the difference. He destroyed Spider-Man. He, as sand, goes inside his body. And then, yeah. And they showed it, guts falling out with sand coming out of his belly and everything. I was like, oh, Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
But I'm just saying, like, somebody like Sandman, if he really, that's why they made him, like, kind of good. Like, he was, like, you were empathetic to his point. He didn't really want to kill anybody. He was just trying to save his daughter in the movie. Because if he went all out, he's somebody that's hard to stop. So I came across a bit of news that said that Stan Lee's heirs that essentially going to inherit his properties, which would include Marvel, are trying to reacquire the full rights of all the Marvel characters from Disney. And with Disney reportedly having about 31 projects in motion right now, like, that's going to be a big mess.
Are they still getting money from these characters?
That's what I'm saying. Like, sit back and get paid.
Sit the hell down.
Have a coconut smile and shut the hell up.
Smile and wave, boys. Just smile and wave. That's all they need to do. You're still collecting the check? Let Disney do whatever the hell they want. You're going to get your money.
Yeah, well, maybe they have a personal grudge. Maybe they're tired of seeing Stan Lee show up in the movies after he's dead or something.
He hasn't. He hasn't. The last time he was in there was in Captain Marvel, right?
Well, they say he was in the zombie movie. He was in a zombie movie.
The zombie movie or the zombie episode?
The zombie What If episode, yeah.
Where?
It was a little shot of a zombie with white hair and a beard and mustache. It's not confirmed at all. It just looks close enough. You know, oh, that's him! Right, everybody gets happy. So, yeah, the idea is his heirs are saying that they want to recover the rights, basically because they feel like it's a criminal enterprise that has a hold of it. More or less, they feel like he wasn't done fairly. Maybe some of the information was stolen and they don't like what's being done with it right now. And so they're trying to protect his legacy is the argument. But I don't know. It's going to upset a lot of fans. Marvel, Disney Marvel has like reset so many things. Like the thing about it is even the comic books are canon now. Like they reset everything to make sure that everything Marvel-wise kind of flows together. So at this point, I don't see Disney like going easy. Like they're gonna put up a fight.
Yeah. Hail Hydra. Quick draw. Pew. So Chris.
Damn it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, so I'm gonna put two of your favorite characters against each other. Two of your favorite characters. In the red corner, we got Kratos. In the blue corner, we got Ben 10. Two of your favorite characters. Who's coming out on top?
Oh, man. I think I give it to Kratos.
Why?
Only because he's so fatal. Like, he's going for the kill. Ben 10, he's adaptive and he fights, like, really hard. But, like, I just don't. He has a killer instinct, but not Kratos level killer instinct.
That's true. That's true.
Like, Kratos has killed gods, multiple gods at the same time.
Ben 10 has destroyed entire galaxies.
With the Annihilator.
Yeah. I mean, Alien X? Did you not see Alien X?
Okay.
Alien X
would be the biggest mistake you could ever make.
Just turn into Alien X. Goodbye, Kratos. Pew.
No. Now, what happens if he turns into Alien X and they're in there arguing? Kratos has free time to figure out how to kill him.
Yeah, you're right.
He's going to turn into Alien X and all of a sudden a square is going to appear above his head. Boom, boom.
Kratos finds his way in there with the arguing faces. But like, Humongousaur, yeah. Some of the aliens, Kratos would just...
Well, that's what I see. Like, the way I see it, if you are letting Ben 10, like, Ben 10,000, for example, right? So he has all his aliens, but then, like, he can only use one at a time.
Right.
And then if Kratos has all his weapons, like, you got to think. He had Medusa's head. He has Helios's head. Mm. He has the, what's the fast guy's name? He has his boots. Yeah, he has his boots. He has the wings of Icarus. Like, he has the Blades of Chaos. Like, he has so many weapons. Mm. And, like, I feel like he would have a weapon for each alien. Like, yeah. It's something that just would be.
Something dark side. Anyway. So you see Kratos coming out on top. Yeah, no matter what alien he pulls out there, even Alien X, Kratos has got
it. I think Alien X would be the worst option that Ben 10 could choose. Just because Alien X, yeah, he's all powerful, but he takes a lot of time to decide what they are going to do. And so unless he's prepared to resolve their argument so that they can move forward. Yeah, he has to work fast.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, guys. We're going to let this one win. This is all right. There we got to go.
Angry bald man coming behind us. We need to do something. All right.
Quick draw. So since we talked about what if,
mm-hmm.
we're going to do Zombie Thanos after he got the Mind Stone, which obviously he was about to. So Zombie Thanos with the Gauntlet, all the stones versus Gauntlet Ultron.
All right. Well, we see that the zombies still have the powers of, you know, whoever they're a zombie as. Yep.
And splitting him in half might not necessarily kill him immediately. He could use the stones to reassemble himself and continue fighting.
Who knows?
It's not going to be an easy
So, win. Ultron Infinity Stones, Zombie Thanos Infinity Stone. Yep. I feel like it's just whoever has more tactical advantage at that point. Like, who's going to get the upper hand first? And Thanos is a zombie, so I'm giving it to Ultron. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, they're powerful. Like, the zombies are clearly a menace, but I feel like Ultron, I feel like, just base Vision and base Thanos, Vision would win anyway. You know what I mean?
That's not what happened in Infinity War.
Well, he had the Infinity Stones, so of course not. I feel like base Vision and just no Gauntlet Thanos, Vision would take that fight. Either way, just phase through him, Kitty pried him into the ground.
Well, this is what I'm saying. All right, so you had Vision with the Mind Stone, and he would have went against one of Thanos' minions, and pretty much he was done for. Like, if Scarlet Witch wasn't there, he was just dead.
Yeah, true.
And even then, if Captain America and them didn't show up, they were still gonna die.
Like, yeah. So. But Ultron Vision, that's just a whole other threat.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Like, I was more scared of that than you see how scared the Watcher was? The Watcher has seen Thanos, didn't give a damn. He's like, oh no. But yeah. Definitely giving that to
Ultron. Okay.
Now.
I was going to let me level it up.
Do you think if Batman had enough prep time?
Well, that's what they say. If Batman has prep time, he's invincible. That's his kick. Like, if he has prep time. But all right, so we're gonna level up a little bit. So
level up.
It's the Infinity Ultron, and he has all of his drones, like he had in the cartoon. But Thanos with the gauntlet has any hero that has been turned into a zombie on his side. Well, anything that has been turned to a zombie. So he has villains and heroes zombified at his backside.
I feel like, well, the armies will lose. Vision's arm, Ultron's army.
Drones will lose.
The drones will lose first. They would die. They would go down first.
So now, if they go down first, now you have the rest of the heroes to the left. And Gauntlet Thanos against just Ultron?
He could just bite into the galaxy. He'll be fine. Just switch galaxies real quick. Bite into it. win the fight. That's how you
But
win
couldn't it. Thanos do the same thing?
Okay, well, clearly Thanos doesn't think outside the box like Ultron does. Think about it.
Well, this is zombie Thanos, so maybe he might just get that hungry.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But
what if we want to see it?
But zombie Thanos army definitely beats Ultimate Vision
army.
Yeah.
All right. Roscoe, last quick draw.
Pew.
Squid Game series.
Oh, jeez.
Versus Hunger Game series.
Well, Squid Game has a lot of potential. It's only 9 episodes. Meanwhile, we've had like 3 movies of Hunger Games. So I'm going to give it the Hunger Games because, I mean, we are getting a season 2 of Squid Game. It was set up perfectly for a season 2. I still want to punch the main character in the face for not getting on that plane and going to see his damn daughter. Like, yo. Like, that was the whole damn reason you joined Squid Games in the first place. But now he's like, nah, I gotta go dismantle it. Which is essentially the same thing Hunger Games is doing.
Yeah.
Dismantle the government that makes us fight each other, blah, 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 blah.
Which is essentially the same thing Killmonger was doing in What If.
Yeah, you know. Which is essentially the same thing they did in Avatar, looking
which
for...
Which is essentially the same thing they did in Star Wars.
Which is the same thing they did in Atlantis. Hey, we discovered this thing. Let's take it.
Oh,
which is the same thing as Pocahontas. Huh.
Seeing a pattern here.
Seeing a pattern here. We're getting there. Here comes the sun. Doo 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 doo. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, Roscoe.
With your co-host, Chris. And remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Cue the band.
One, two, three, four.